Today's topic is spiritual warfare. And spiritual warfare simply is the unseen battle between the kingdom of God and the forces of evil. Let's go to the Bible, Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. This, in a nutshell, is you have angels here, you have demons here. And every day that we go out as Christians, we are under attack. So we are all given a set of angels, those who are believers, that are Christ-filled. We have, let's say, bodyguards. These angels are there to protect us all through the day, every day, right? So what happens is the enemy tells those demons, hey, I'm giving you a mission. They give a mission to these demons, and that is the attack you get when you're feeling the day that you're struggling and things are going wrong and they're not going the way they should. You have angels, you have the demons. There's a battle. This is what you feel every day when I get those phone calls from all of you out there, or I get those messages. They say, I'm going through a rough time today. I don't know what's going on in my life. It feels like it's falling apart. The sky is falling. That is that battle. You ever been in a tug of war when you were young in school? That's what it is. Good, evil, pulling. And you're in the middle. So you're feeling the tension. You're feeling all the drama. And this battle goes on every single day of your life. As a Christian, you will experience this battle. There's no way around it. Some have it a little more intense than others, and that's because of your walk. If you have a walk that is not that close to Jesus, you may not experience it as much because the devil doesn't look at you as a threat. If you're someone like me as a pastor, then it gets a little more heated. Some that are much more involved in the ministry will get this battle some days stronger than others. That's not to say that someone that has just became a Christian doesn't get it intensely either. Think of that. You just gave your life to Christ. You're a few days in, a week in, a month in, you're on fire for the Lord. You want to become this new person. You know, you want to read your Bible. You want to go to the men's club, women's ministry, whatever it may be. The devil sees this and says, wait a minute. They're leaving my team. They're going team Jesus. I can't have it happen. So what happens? He sends his demons out and say, go attack this person. Deter them. Get them off of this course that they're heading on, going towards Jesus. We need to pull them back in. So that's when you're all out there and you say, oh, this isn't for me. Oh my gosh, nothing's working out. I feel like everything is going wrong. Nothing is going right. More goes wrong than goes right. There's the battle. Here we go. Trying to wear you down. So what do? We do the opposite. You're supposed to double down, dig deep, get stronger. You read, you pray, you go to scripture, you hang out with more people that understand God's word like yourself. This strengthens you. It gets all of these thoughts out of your head so you don't listen to these voices. And all of these little seeds that the devil tries to plant in your head and try to get you to give up. Spiritual warfare is nothing more than the devil trying to wear you down to give up on being on Team Jesus. That is about the simplest way I can tell you. So let's continue this here in the next hour or so, and let's dive in. So each day when you wake up, you should be praying for a hedge of protection. I personally do it before I go to bed. If I forget to do it before bed, I will do it in the morning. And you just say to the Lord, Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And then I say, Lord, put a hedge of protection around me and my family from fiery darts of the enemy so that today that I can withstand today's troubles. Everybody has their own way of praying and putting into words that they like. I like to keep things simple, okay? You don't have to come up with any fancy prayer. God does not like you to be a religious prayer person. You don't have to be specific. You don't have to say thee and thou. You don't have to do all these things that people think you have to do. You need to be genuine. Genuine. He just wants to hear from you. He doesn't want a song and a dance from you, okay? Keep it simple. Tell him what's on your heart. Tell him what you need. Lay it out. Just tell it. Too many times people try to complicate prayer. They want to make it all fancy, and they heard a pastor online. They want to mimic what he did, or they heard someone say something they thought that was cool. No. It needs to be heartfelt. It needs to be genuine. It needs to be different every time, because every time you're praying, you're not praying in the same situation. Today, you are hurt because somebody offended you. Tomorrow, you don't feel good. You're going to pray in a different way. So the way that your words are going to come out and the way that you're going to express your feelings to the Lord are going to be different. Sometimes you're going to be crying when you pray. Sometimes you're going to be ultra sad. Sometimes you're going to be in a position where you're praying for someone else and you're actually excited because you want to help someone. So our prayer life is extremely important, obviously, as a Christian. So this spiritual warfare is something that all of us as Christians are going to go through. There is no way around it. It is invisible and it is real. And we are going to have to understand that it's unavoidable. There's no way around it. Okay. I've said that a couple of times already. I'm going to repeat that all through this podcast. I'm going to tell you it is unavoidable. Okay. What you need to learn is, how am I going to handle it when it happens? Because it's going to happen. For some of you that call in, some of you that write me emails, some of you that are out there and are struggling with this each and every day by yourself with no help, I'm here to tell you today, you have plenty of help. You need to look up to your Father in heaven, because he is the only way you're going to get through it. You are never getting through spiritual warfare on your own, in your own power. That is not going to happen. So the quicker you realize that this is going to happen to you, the quicker that you're going to say, okay, I see it as a real thing, which it is, and I need to find a way to work through it every time it does happen. So this is something, as a Christian, we need to learn each and every day of how to battle this spiritual warfare that comes our way. All right, everybody needs to know this. It is a piece of the walk that we have to deal with each and every day as a Christian. So we need to armor up. All right, we don't live a life being exposed. We need to put on the full armor of God like you've read in the Bible. What's an example? To leave yourself exposed. Okay, when we sin. When you do things that will give the devil a foothold, a wedge, an opening into your life, now you're giving him something to play with. Don't give him reasons or things to have those demons be attracted to you. When you do that, it's just adding gas to a fire. So do not try and do this in your own power. Try not to add more problems to your life. You're living a clean life and following God's commandments. They're there for a reason. God knew that we were going to have this kind of problem, okay? The world is full of sin. We all know that, okay? And if you don't know that, and that's something new to you, that's for another day, for another podcast. But for today, we're going to stick on this subject matter. This is a constant battlefield every day that we're experiencing when we wake up in the morning. And we need to get the tools and the experience from one another and from God's word to get through it. Remember, they're always going to be there. The warfare is always going to be there. No way around it. We have to get through it, and we have to figure out how. So complaining and arguing and being mad at God is not going to be the way to go. And that's what most people do. They're always stamping their feet. They're upset. How could God do this to me? Stop the pity party. Stop the drama. It's reality. This is what it is. Now, let's stop for a moment. Think of this. What does a non-believer do? Ever think of that? Let's touch on that for one moment so I can give you the flip side. And then we're going to come back to the life of the Christian. The non-believer doesn't have protection. None. Zero. No Jesus. No Holy Spirit. No covering. Okay? They're out there exposed all day. So when they go out and they think, oh, I'm on top of the world. I've got everything. I don't need God. I have it all figured out. No problem. You'll hear them that they have the great job and nothing ever happens to them. And they've got money and success. And they don't want to hear about your Jesus and keep it to yourself. I don't need him. I've got everything I control. So let me tell you the news about that. I'll give you a little tidbit of what to expect from someone that says those things. Those people do not realize that there's going to be the one day of out of nowhere that their little world that was built on sand, because anybody that's an unbeliever out there, if you're an unbeliever, everything you own, everything you do is built on sand. Yes, sand. A believer's life is built on a rock, Jesus Christ. He is our foundation, okay? So think of that. Sand, a rock. When a storm comes, anything built on sand, bye-bye. When it's built on a rock, it will withstand anything. If God places it in a position, there's nothing going to happen. It is going to stand where it is, okay? So when a non-believer goes out and they have a life that they claim is perfect, they just don't realize there's this one thing about to happen. If it's not today, if it's not tomorrow, it's not next week, but it is a guarantee that this will happen. Devil, when he is done with someone that he is toying with, he gets bored. When you cannot cause any more damage to other people, and you're an unbeliever, you're worthless to him and all of his other cronies, okay? Let me break that down a little bit. The devil will supply money, homes, cars, jobs, win the lottery. He has an American Express card. He wants you to have something, you'll get it, no problem. Because the more he can keep you in a lifestyle that is comfortable and you have pride and we have an ego and we have a big bank account and we can brag to our friends, he gives us this life that we think that we made, puts us on a trajectory for failure. You say, Pastor, that's crazy. If the person has everything, how could that possibly happen? Because think about this. When the devil uses you as a toy, as a tool, okay, and he can't have fun with you anymore of you hurting other people, using you to do that, he tosses you aside. He discards you. Now, so if you're a non-believer, running with the devil, you think you got everything in life, and then you're waiting, waiting, you keep saying nothing's happening. Do you understand one thing? There is a day. There is going to be a day. That's not an if. It's just a when. So when this day comes, devil puts out an order. Okay. Tells little demons, we're done with that such and such a person. Destroy them. I call this carpet being pulled out. And you're discarded. So everything that you worked for, everything that you thought that you were such a tough guy and you had built this empire or you had these five cars in your driveway or you had this big bank account, poof, it will be gone. And how do I know this? 21 years of being a Christian, 20 years not being a Christian. I did it the sand way, Adam's way. And I did it the rock way, Jesus's way. And I will tell you, I've also watched this from afar
from many other people. So this is not a onesie thing. I've seen this more times than I care to admit. It just, no one listens. No one listens. The Bible says, my people perish for a lack of wisdom. So when we don't have wisdom and knowledge, because we're not listening to other people to warn us, and we're not reading God's word, we don't see it coming. We're not prepared. Storm comes, destruction. Now what? Wow. Okay. Now depression. Now drama. The adversity is kicking in. You're out there. No protection. There's no Jesus to complain to. There's no Jesus to pray to. You wanted your life to be without him. Now you get it. So that's how a 30-second version of a non-believer's life works. They just don't realize it. From zero to hero becomes rug pulled out, fall on the floor. They've got nothing. I personally lived this. I had it happen. And by the way, it didn't happen once to me in my lifetime. It happened multiple times. So I know personally that this happens. I've seen it in the church. I've seen it as a pastor, people coming to me. I know this to be true. I've read it. I've seen it. So understand, you need to have some acknowledgement on this subject. Acknowledge that this is going to happen. So if you have that friend, you have that family member, it's not just that we're worried about them saving their soul to go to heaven. We love them and we don't want to see them go to hell. Do you really want them to go through this cycle that they work their whole life? They go day and night, all to be pulled out from under? Oh, yes. Oh, for sure. And I know someone out there says, I've seen this also. And then there's other people out there right now looking at this video going, this guy's crazy. Not so. I know people that are extremely successful, extremely powerful. They don't want anything to do with God. They don't even want to hear about it. No problem. That's today. Guarantee you, it's today. Still got time. Until your eyes are closed and you took your last breath, there's a little space between now and that day, and it will happen. Okay? Let's move on. Now, you have the believer. Whole different conversation. When we as a believer go through adversity, it's a way different scenario. As a believer, every time we have a storm in our life, that is where we learn. So when spiritual warfare happens and this tug of war is going on, God says, I'm going to teach you something in the storm. I'm going to teach you something in the midst of this adversity. I'm going to show you how to prevent this in the future, this scenario. Or when it comes around again, I'm going to give you the tools to be able to get through it. This time is going to hurt. Next time it's going to get better. Okay? So as a believer, we have, number one, we get to pray. We get Jesus. We have an ability to get on our knees and to pray to our Father in heaven and ask him for help. So that's number one. Non-believer doesn't have that. Number two, we already know the end of the book. We know his promises. Okay? And this book says, we already won. Okay? We can pray. We have his promises that says that he is with us and he will not forsake us and that he wants us to have a life and have it abundantly. We have tools. So we take these things and we use them in our adversity, in our storm, in our troubles. Okay? We apply them. That's if we're smart. Some of us have this all at our fingertips. We don't read. We don't pray. We complain. We upset, we go on Facebook, we go on Instagram, we go all over these social media platforms and we complain and we put stories up and we say how God is not with me. Where is he? Oh my gosh, what am I doing? He's not there. He hasn't answered my prayer. I haven't heard from him in days. And I go, wow, that is not the way to handle a problem. Okay. That's jumping out of a perfectly good plane when it's going to land fine. It's just having a little turbulence. Okay. So let's take it down a notch. The next time you're going through this, stop with the drama and all that goes with it. Stop, Relax. Pray. Do we all know what prayer means here as a Christian? That is our way to communicate with our Father, okay? Prayer is the communication to the Father. No prayer, no communication, no help. When you call 911, that is a phone number that you know that someone on the other end is there to help you. What do you think prayer is? Prayer is you dialing a phone, calling out and saying, I need help. And God comes to your rescue. That's what a good father does. He helps a child. He is your father. We need to reach out to him more. What we do is we take things in our own hands and we try to handle things our own way and we try to buy ourselves out of it. We try to go to the internet and ask for answers. Stop going to the world for answers that only your Father in heaven can give you. Stop going to your friend for marital advice when they've had 5 divorces. Stop going to your friends to ask them what you should do about your job situation when they haven't had a job in 1 year, okay? Do we get the point here? There's only one person that can give you these answers, and it's your Father in heaven. So start praying more. So you're in a problem, you're in a storm, you're having adversity, things are going rough, the world's falling in on you. You stop, you relax for a moment. You don't just get crazy and jump all over the place. You have to stay organized and you have to keep your mind straight, okay? The devil wants to distract you and keep you from thinking clearly. So what you do is, first you pray and you read and you start to surround yourself with people that understand what you're going through, somebody that's gone through some things, okay? Someone that's had some rough times that have already been there, done that, okay? Hang out with people that have walked the walk, okay? Prayer, reading, hanging out with the right people. Also this, look around in this storm. Okay, what is going on and what do I need to learn from this? Okay, let's say we're gonna use an example, health. Over sudden you got sick, out of nowhere. You've never been sick a day in your life. Over sudden you're sick, okay? What is God trying to show me, okay? Maybe your walk with him is lukewarm. He's trying to draw closer to you. He will use a situation to draw you near. So don't always look at the situation that you've been given and look at it as a bad thing, okay? This is very hard to wrap your mind around, but if anybody knows my personal testimony, you'll understand that this is a subject I've worked on quite a bit in my own walk, okay? You will go through a massive situation. Depending on how much of God's attention he wants to draw to him, meaning how far you are, let's say you're a backslider. You have not been in a great close walk with him for many years. So you're far. So the storm may be that much more severe. The reason for the storm and the severity is for you to draw near to him, to ask him for help. When we're far away from him and everything is perfect, you're not asking for help. You think you have it under control. But you still say, I believe. You believe, but he's far away. He wants you to believe and have faith and trust him close by. He doesn't want his children far from him. He wants them close to him. He uses these storms to draw you near to him. So we look around in the storm and say, okay, what is he trying to do? If you can recognize that you're far from him, then you know that answer. Okay, I need to read more. I need to get back to church. I need to pray more. I need to do the things I need to do. I need to get back to basics. Okay, that could be one scenario. Another scenario, something is going to happen coming up. He's trying to prepare you. So let's say it's a job. You're having troubles at work. You don't realize that he's preparing you to get you equipped for what's about to happen. So what if you're gonna lose that job in 6 months? Remember something. God knows the past, the present, and the future. So when things happen, he already knows the ending. You only see it through the lens you have, the perspective you have, which is the here and the now. When you can only see the here and the now, you can't prepare for what's 20 steps ahead, but he can. So when he puts you into the storm and he's trying to equip you, prepare you, toughen you up, get you to read more, get you to reach out to him more, get your prayer life going, get it kickstarted in a position it's never been in before. These tools, these ways that he uses, it's for your benefit because it's helping you to what's to come, for what you're about to go through or what you're going through currently. So it's two sides, what you're going to go through, what's coming, or what you're currently in. So always stop to look at what is going on in your life, and the writing will be on the wall. It will be so evident to you when you see that he uses the things that you never thought he could use to help you get stronger and for your life to get better. Okay, he will take something that you think is tearing you apart to lift you up. In my life, it's always been health. That's how he does things with me. Okay, that's just one of the areas. There's been finances, there have been businesses, there's been communication with people. There's a lot of different things. We're going to go over those in the weeks to come when I share more of my testimony. But spiritual warfare is a battle, and a battle takes tools and preparing and guarding and learning of how to handle a war, a fight. Okay? So no one ever goes to war or goes into a battle or goes into a fight without preparing. And the problem we have today is that the church out there, not everybody here, but we're going to talk a little piece of it, is prosperity only. Does anybody know about that? Prosperity only Christianity. Okay. What that does is it doesn't teach you what the Word of God says in a bad time. Only telling you the good stuff. Doesn't tell you about how to prepare for the bad. And spiritual warfare is an area of your walk with Christ that is extremely important for you to learn how to handle those battles. If you do not learn how to handle the bad times, you're going to get crushed. And that's the problem we're having right now. You have all of these people out there that only want to read this, when they even do, by the way, because I took a poll a month ago and there was less than 50% that read their Bible every day. And this is your handbook to get through all this until the sky cracks open and he returns. So no reading, no guidance also. It's not just prayer. So what we need to know is these storms are for your own good. People think I'm crazy when I say that. The storms are good. They teach you things. They make you stronger. They get you prepared. I experienced storms and I've learned a long time ago. Adam, what is he trying to tell us today? And I'll sit there and I'm thinking, I don't want to deal with this right now. Just, I want it to go away. Sound familiar? We all say that. None of us want to experience them. See, nobody likes the pain. And a blessing can't come without the pain. To be blessed, you must be broken. So when you're broken, God has something to repair. And then it allows a blessing. You don't just sit around like a lottery and nothing goes wrong in your life and you get blessed. Okay. So it's not a slot machine. Okay. It doesn't work like that. You pull a lever, rub a genie and it happens. No. This Christian walk is a lifestyle. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be severe times. There's going to be times that are on devastating and you're going to say, where is he? And then he's not going to speak to you. You're not going to hear from him. Because he puts you out there to see how much you trust him, how much faith you have in him. So You've got to buckle down. A lot of you will message me and say, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And you speak with negativity. You speak negative things. You speak things you should not be saying out loud. The tongue has power. And you need to know that our words matter. You cannot walk around talking negative, demonic, evil things that you don't realize you're saying to yourself. When we don't speak positive and we don't speak God's word and we don't live by his promises, then we're setting ourselves up for failure. You're never getting out of that storm. I had somebody the other day and their question was, when are we getting out of the storm? That's all I want to know. Pastor, tell me when. What am I going to do? I want it gone. I go, are you kidding me? If today is not a storm, tomorrow will be. There will be constant storms. There is no way around it. They are not seen. You don't see them coming. There's no way around them. You have to work through them. And the only way you're going to work through them is with him. He is with us. He will not forsake us. That's what his word says. He keeps his promises. We need to stop trying to make problems go away. If they're there, look at them and see why. Most of the problems we have, the adversity in our life, just so you all know, it's not from the devil. Yeah, we caused it. By us not being obedient to God's word, we caused those consequences to happen. Being sinful, being not obedient to God's word, brings that stuff on, okay? You put yourself in that position. Devil sitting on the bench, laughing. I don't have to do anything. He gets up in the morning, and I don't even have to do any work. I'm not going to send any demons out today to this person. This person destroys their life without even trying. A lot of people, because of the lack of obedience, they cause themselves a lot of consequences. So when you read your Bible and you try to live a clean life and you try to follow the commandments and you go to church and you tithe and you do these things that God asks us to do, they do make a difference, okay? When people say, I don't need to do any of those things, where is that written? Right here, okay? When I or other pastors say these things, we're not saying them just to say them. It's written in God's word. We live by it. We've walked the walk. We've seen it. And can remember something. You're seeing a sample of your own life. Someone in my position on this side, I see thousands of you a year, okay? And I watch it. And when you look at what goes on, you can see a trend. You can see how the devil attacks certain people with certain things. Like right now, you know, the number one thing that is going on in spiritual warfare? Narcissistic things. People in relationship with narcissistic tendencies with the other person. Doesn't matter if it's the male or the female, either way. So we're not taking sides here. It's on both sides, okay? That is right now in my congregation with the phone calls that I get and the emails, the number one is that behavior. The devil is using that to destroy a lot of people. And many are getting beat up by it mentally and physically. It's a very sad subject because they're not armored up. They're not prepared. They don't have the tools. They didn't have the direction. They didn't have the right pastor telling them the right thing because there are a lot of people out there that are being taught by false teachers. I cannot sit here on this podcast each week and tell you what you want to hear. The Bible says that in the end times, and Revelation says, they will have itching ears. Bible says that, and it means you want to hear what you want to hear to make yourself feel good. This congregation and this pastor at this church, that is not happening. I am brutally blunt. I will not candy coat it. I will not water it down. I will not bow a knee to the congregation. The congregation needs to start bowing a knee to God's word. Okay? I sent it. We have too many people that think that the pastor and the church are supposed to change their ways to make the congregation feel good. If you're out there in spiritual warfare and getting beat up every day by unseen realm of evil, how do you expect to fight it if all you want me to tell you is how to get a BMW, how to get a 7-bedroom house, how to have a bigger bank account? Do you understand this fairy tale ridiculousness that is all over the internet, that is all over this country right now? It needs to come to a stop. Unless somebody starts speaking up and we start standing up for God's word and we live by it, we're never going to have the strength. We're never going to have the tools to stand up to the devil and defeat what goes on each day. Okay? Remember, God's word says he's already won. We're not fighting to win. We're just fighting to get to the end. God already won. We're winners. If you read the book, he won. It's over. We're just waiting. But in the waiting period, while we're here, we need to do our part. We need to survive. And without God's word, you're not going to survive. Those demons every day are going to beat you down, okay? So don't get tangled up in all of this. Reach out to God. Ask him for a hedge of protection. Read his word. Learn how to put on the whole armor of God. Learn how to prepare yourself for these times that happen. These trying times are going to be today, maybe not tomorrow, then in a week, then off for 2 weeks, back again. And you know something else? A lot of people say, that's not for me this week. Guess what? If you're lucky enough that this is the week that you have, we'll call it off, and you're not going through something, you ever think that your friend may be having a problem? You have someone in the congregation that's a friend of yours, and they're experiencing some tough times, but they're not handling it properly. They need help. We should tell them about Ephesians 6:12 so they understand what they're going through. We need to tell them that they need to pray more. We need to be praying for them. We need to be praying with them. We need to be together to help one another. So spiritual warfare is nonstop. It's not going to end. It's going to be continual. It's going to be here to the day that God takes us back home, okay? But we need to wake up in this war. It's a daily battle, and we just need to learn how to use the tools that God gave us. He gave us the Bible. He gave us promises. He gave us the Holy Spirit to discern the situation we're in. So I want to close today with, don't get crazy when something happens. Relax. Take a deep breath. Listen to some Christian music. Get your thoughts together. Then pray about the situation. Read your Bible. Reach out to your pastor. If you're going to a local church, make an appointment. Go see him. If it's someone online here that follows me, reach out to us. My email address is in my bio. You can write us an email. We have a prayer warrior team. They'd be happy to pray for you and your family or whatever situation you're going through. And that's how we handle it. We help one another here. As Christians, we're here to help one another. We're all experiencing the same things. None of us are without this. You cannot say, hey, he has this problem, I don't. If you really genuinely have someone that you know that's a Christian that says, I don't have any of these things you're talking about. I don't know what that guy online is talking about. I don't have problems like this. I never experienced that. Better check yourself. I can assure you that there's another podcast we're going to be doing in a few weeks about the check yourself. There are many people walking around that wear the label Christian, but the contents, not Christian. So we're all a vessel and we have to be filled with something. So if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, that means that you're filled with darkness. So when you have the Holy Spirit in you, you can discern and you can hear and you can see things that others can't see and hear, okay, or feel. So when someone says to you, I don't go through these battles, my life's always perfect, that's something to be very concerned about. This is another trend I'm seeing that I'm getting a lot of emails and communication from. People say, everything you spoke about, I don't have that happen. And that's very concerning because there is no way, if you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, can you tell me that you never experienced spiritual warfare, that you never experienced adversity in any way, shape, or form, that everything in your life is perfect every single day, and you are top of the world. The world is your oyster. You can't ask for anything more. I would be very concerned about someone that says that. And if that's you that's watching this video right now, yes, you should be concerned. You need to check yourself. Your walk is not what you think it is. That is truth. And that's another thing here you're going to find out. Again, I told you earlier, I'm not going to tell you things to make you feel good. There's plenty of times we're going to speak about God's love, mercy, grace. Yes, but we need to learn about having some thick skin, okay? We fight against the flesh every day. So facts are facts. They're not feelings, okay? So don't get facts and feelings mixed up. We're going to speak about things that are going to convict you. See, the gospel is offensive.
Yeah.
And that's good. So if I convict you and you're offended, we're making progress. How do you like that? Didn't think that was going to happen today, did you? I'm just giving you a taste of what to expect on this podcast as we move on to other episodes. The gospel is going to offend you. And if it doesn't offend you, we have a problem. If it doesn't convict you of your bad things that you're doing in your life, we have a problem. And this is the place for you because we're going to fix you. We're going to help you. We're going to give you the tools you need. We're going to show you how to find Jesus. And we're going to receive him. And so you can change your life. Because once you receive him, your whole life will change. You'll never, ever be the same again. I assure you of that. I have never seen or been around anyone that has received Jesus into their life and has walked away and said, nah, didn't work. No. If someone says, that only tells me one thing, was not a genuine repentance. They did not repent with a genuine heart to want to turn from their ways and receive Jesus. Think of that. That's something to ponder on because that's a whole other subject for another day. And that is probably a third of my inbox. There is so much of that going on of people that think they are something that they're not. All right. So we touched on a lot of subjects here today in this podcast. We jumped around a little bit at the end, but I wanted you all to know of the types of things we're going to talk about. I want you to email me and tell me if there's something that you want me to speak about, to dive deeper in. I want you to email me or comment on this video if you have questions or concerns. And again, if you're convicted by anything I've said today, that's a great thing. If the conviction is there, that means that you are a God-fearing person. No conviction, no blinking light in you saying, oops, oops, I don't like that. That doesn't feel good. We have a problem. In closing, I always want to say thank you for all listening today. And if you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button. And there's a little bell up top here that will notify you every time that I upload a new podcast, you will get a notification. We are going to keep these to probably 1 to 2 a week, 30 minutes to an hour. We see where this takes us. But this is our launch. And we'll take it one step at a time. And I just want to say thank you all and speak to you next time. Have a great day.